Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
Oh!
Right on time, boy. What y'all playing?
Hi,
baby.
What's up, y'all?
What's going on, y'all? Irresponsible behavior. Y'all being responsible today. Y'all fucking proud of y'all, y'all. God damn it. Y'all grow up so fast.
I'm crying.
Oh, shit. What's irresponsible up, behavior with my two lovely co-hosts, Miss Bree.
Hey, y'all.
And little brother, the motherfucking hot boy of the summer, city boy, certified. City boy of the century.
Beer Connect. Don't forget his Beer Connect.
Oh, yo, and his Beer Connect. Yo, y'all better stop playing with my man.
You got me on that, Bree? That's crazy.
Y'all better stop playing with my man out here, yo.
I'm cooling. I'm out the way. It's Sunday. I'm being responsible.
I'm watching clothes. Look at you. And being domestic, you know, right. I like it.
Exactly. I told y'all it was cool being inside. It was actually cool. Outside cool, but inside when it's peaceful, right? It's definitely cool.
Got that air pumping, you know what I mean?
On and off.
I got you.
I ain't turning my motherfucking air on. I ain't in that bitch. My house be motherfucking 99.9 degrees when I get in that motherfucker.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Hey, I want us Texas living for you. I ain't turning my shit on until June.
I feel you. That's old school right there.
Nah, yeah. I thug it out like that. I definitely thug it out like that.
That crack a window in this bitch.
In my old house. I got the hookup, so like that shit was like damn near, yo, shit, damn it, 75% off, 80% off, some shit like that.
Oh my God.
I swear to God, if the bill was like $230, I got that bitch down to like $35.
Bro, my gas and electric bill be like $38, $40.
Yeah, I told my ex that shit, yo, that shit should count for something. Like, you still saving money over that bitch on BG&E. Like, that's crazy. Yeah. I'm going to take my system off. Fuck that. I need to pay the whole
thing. Nigga, need that for the new house. What are you talking about?
Exactly. I'm going to take my system off. Huh? You over that bitch, yo, saying, you got, we had to turn the shit on so it would go up higher. I should start looking crazy. Yeah. In between time, still be looking like $19. What the fuck is y'all doing?
Nigga ain't running no heat. Nigga, it's -19 outside, boy. You know you got some heat in that motherfucker. Why is your bill $19?
Just so we can get it up to 30-something. Like, yeah, they start looking like, what the fuck is y'all doing?
Yo, my bill be consistently $40 a month. $40.
You not there.
And that's how it's supposed to be. It counts a lot. I'm dropping in enough. I'm about to drop in now. I'm in Louisiana. I'm on my way to Texas, but I'm trying to stop at a liquor store before I get to Texas because you know liquor stores in Texas closed on Sunday.
That Bible Belt shit.
Yeah, but I gotta wait till 12 in Louisiana, so I'm like, I hang around here till I get a bottle, then I shoot over.
Not literally. I ain't drunk all weekend. Y'all just was watching my man Darren Brand talk about how Sunday turned into the most party day. Like, niggas don't even fuck with Saturday and Friday and Saturday no more.
It's why? Because of the brunches?
Sunday. Yeah. Like, and I'm sitting here like, I'm not doing shit. And I keep saying to myself, I'm not doing shit. I'm not going to do shit. But I swear that I want hookah and some drinks right now. I'm not even going to lie. And Sugar Ray's, I ain't going to lie, they got the brunch shit on Smash right now. But I went to Air in D.C. That shit was lit, too. I don't know. It's just, the only thing is, I ain't even going to lie to you. I don't know what tax bracket motherfuckers be in, but, yo, 500, you know what I'm saying, every time you hear brunch is, like, ridiculous.
Oh, no, nah, yo. Oh, no, not motherfucking Mr. Finessa. You'll get a job. Yeah. You'll get a dub. Start budgeting now.
Yeah, but what? I'm not going nowhere. Like, that shit get crazy. Like, hey, yo, in a week, oh, my God. I am working for brunch.
I'm crying.
Hey, yo, we'll work for brunch. Matter of fact, I'm great. That's my sign. I'm going to make that. We'll work for brunch.
I'm about to post that, yo. That's a, you got me
something. Hey, yo, don't make it, yo. Nah, yo, don't post my shit, bitch. You better repost it when I post it.
Yo, I needed something to talk about today, yo. I'm trying to find something to talk about out here, bro.
Hey, we'll work for brunch. Dead ass serious. I don't know how to fuck motherfucker. Yo, God damn.
I've been telling y'all that. I don't know how y'all do that table shit. And I got it. Like, I still don't got it. I'm like, nah, fuck that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I do it, but I don't do it like I used to do it. That shit crazy.
How you doing, Bree? What's going on with your weekend?
My weekend been cool. I went to my grandmother's house yesterday. Like, all my family got together, and it was cute. She about to go to Africa. So, like, we all kind of was like, all right, Granny, here's some money. We love you type of thing.
Yeah, I told her we was taking her to Africa so we can get married. Hey, like,
yo, shut up.
Like Leon and Wanda.
Right. We was all we all told her to come back, have us a little African grandfather or some shit. So, yeah, right. Hopefully she finds somebody. No.
If she don't, I'll be right here.
I'm crying.
How old your grandmother? She about what? She about probably like 65.
She about to be 75.
I'm about to say, you probably got one of them young ass grandmothers.
Yeah, she about to be 75.
Fuck, one of them young turnt grandmas. Was you lit, your name? Check in with niggas last night, yo. What you was doing last night?
I figured. We did not leave until like, what, it was like 12 o'clock. My uncles, you know how like my uncles be drinking, it just was like lit. And then everybody was kind of catching up with each other type stuff. So yeah, I ain't get home till late.
God damn, Bree. That's
what I like to hear. Oh, a little irresponsible.
Yeah, shit. I've been very irresponsible these last couple weeks and I'm proud of myself. I'm back in my bag. I'm back in my bag. As the sexiest short man alive right now, y'all. I'm feeling myself. It's hot outside. I'm about to be out here.
And what you say yesterday, you was like, I'll be right back. I'm about to do something irresponsible. It's like, what you end up doing?
Yo, it was a lot. It was a lot going on this weekend. I'm just saying, if one of y'all baby mothers end up pregnant, it might be my baby for real. You feel me? Right. You might have a little redhead that you gotta take care of. I'm out here. I was in Florida this weekend. I did everything. I went from Georgia to Florida.
Right, you was in Georgia last time I talked to you, right?
Yeah, I was in Georgia. Then I made my way down to Florida, spent the night in Florida. Spent last night in Louisiana. Yeah, today I'm get over to Texas, spend the night in Texas, and we gonna start this motherfucker week off. We gonna kick this week off right.
It's official. I booked my flight to Texas, so I will be in Houston. Okay.
Get your motherfucking brunch money ready. Get your motherfucking brunch money ready. Cause you need like at least $500 a day. If you're a woman, you might can get away with like $300-$400. You need at least $300-$400 a day to have fun in fucking Houston.
Oh, Houston expensive like that?
Yeah, because it's... Yo, Houston never closed. It's like... It's Houston different. Houston like New York City, kind of Las Vegas without the casinos. But like... You got the day party going on. Then you got the night party going on. Strip clubs popping. Then you got the after hour clubs. That's fucking, they lit off the chain. Then you wake up and do brunch, bro. Like, you really, it's, you going to be up all day. You sleep from like maybe 3 to 7. That's the time to sleep. You need some, you got to have some money. You gotta have some money to really have fun down there.
I've been looking at TikToks and like little places. I was like, oh, okay, I've been saving them. So when I get there, I'm like, all right, let's check this out. Let's check this out. It's cute though. I'm gonna see.
Everybody been down Houston like they big flexing, yo. It's not a super big flex. Houston get tired. Like, I don't know. Maybe because I'm down there close to it and shit.
Yeah.
I be over that shit. Just give me like 1-2 days. I'll be over that shit.
I feel you.
And now a bunch of people from Baltimore live down there, too. I'm like, bro, I ain't moved down to Texas. The motherfucker keep on saying, y'all. Yeah, I ain't moved down. I'm trying to get some new bitches. So stupid. Went and got kicked off. Let me see what the hell happened. Hey, man. You been watching any TV lately? All my TV shows?
Oh yeah, what's the one you told me you
bro, I watch everything. I watch everything, like, cause I ain't really been working lately, so I caught up on all my shit. I didn't caught up on Snowfall, Your Honor, Succession. It's a whole bunch of shit. Like, I'm all in the game, so I'm ready for the deep. Y'all get Yellow Jackets. I know you ain't been. You don't even watch TV like that.
No, but I have to get back into BMF. I feel like I have not watched that whole season this year yet. And I'm like, I gotta get back into it.
Oh, yeah, BMF over. You feel me? BMF
it's over now? Over.
Yeah, this season over. Yeah, they done.
Damn.
Yeah, you miss out. Power. I'm on all that shit. I got time today. You can tell I got time because I'm watching all my TV shows.
Yeah. Did you get into the Freak Nick? Which one of y'all, I think it was you who posted, they was like, y'all need to stop lying. Y'all mothers is not on the Freak Nick. Most of y'all mothers was on crack. I was like, yo. I was crying.
I can't watch no shows. I'm, you know, y'all know I'm removed from a relationship, so you got to wait a year in between.
To catch up on anything? Oh, yeah. All right, my bad, yo. I ain't going to talk about that. Then. Y'all got to catch up, yo, because Snowfall this season, Snowfall came back. I was worried about Snowfall, bro, for the last couple of seasons, but they popped back. Snowfall is doing their motherfucking thing right now. Everybody mad at Franklin Mother, and I ain't going to tell y'all. I ain't going to be the one to spoil it for y'all, but damn, yeah, boy.
I seen some posts, but I ain't watch nothing. Yo. This shit sad. We might gotta get back together just so I can watch the shows.
Yeah, just so she can let you know her Hulu account.
Hey, now the crazy part is the TV signed in on her shit, but I don't want to use it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, because then she gonna see that you continue watching the shit. Yeah, yeah, like that, yo. Yeah.
Complicated.
Yeah. Okay, watch TV in peace, boy. That's
what I'm saying. This shit crazy.
That's a relationship for you. Ah, damn.
Broke up, still running nigga life.
Hey, that's how it would be, my guy.
Yep.
Also, we just gonna be quiet. We having a silence contest. We having a silence contest out this motherfucker.
Hey, yo.
Yo, what you do irresponsible when? Yo, I ain't try to hear that shit either, yo.
Hey,
no,
hey, yo, nothing.
I ain't try to hear nothing. That shit either.
I haven't done anything.
Mister, okay. Yo, they want to hear about our lives.
Remember saying you motherfuckers don't want to hear that shit? You remember?
Yo.
That shit be dry shit when you ain't talking about this shit.
That shit be dry when you talk about that shit. What you talking about?
Hell no.
Yo.
I'm not doing anything. I have on my workout clothes. I am about to go work out as soon as I get done washing clothes and we end this session.
Me too.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
I got my trainer at 12. I'm excited too. I'm right. But low key, since I drank so much yesterday, I was like, damn, like I kind of felt like shit this morning when I woke up.
Coconut water, my baby. Coconut water.
Everybody say that. I ain't tried that remedy yet.
Bro, that shit bring you back to life. You be ready to drink again. And if you know, if I'm telling you this shit, it must be true, yo. Because y'all know.
Yeah,
nah, why be getting
that? I know. I have no doubt in what you just said whatsoever.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. Like, I stopped drinking for like 2 weeks and shit, but I ate that shit like the day before yesterday. I said, fuck that, bro. I said, fuck that. I get to talk. I thought I talked too much when I drink. Now I talk too much when I be sober. Oh, shit.
I think I had a drink Friday night. That was it. And yeah, I ain't drank nothing all yesterday. And I don't know what my day gonna be. I feel it, but I don't know
what I'm
gonna. Yeah, I feel right. I feel it and I want it. That's some crazy shit. Y'all ever thought of, maybe I'm not addicted to the alcohol. Maybe alcohol is addicted to me.
Facts. I saw that post too.
Like maybe that's what it is. Like, somebody sent me down like, yeah, you gotta figure it out now.
You woke.
Yeah.
Yo, that's the crazy thing, bro. He wasn't drinking for the longest, bro. Like, we used to go in the strip club and this nigga get water.
Water. I didn't drink. That's it. Yeah, right, exactly. For a very long time.
It's
about like maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
Yo, it was all you could drink nights.
Mm-hmm. Like, I was nothing, bro. He was a sober soldier, yo.
Sober fucking soldier, yo. I understand how you can have fun.
All night flights, nigga, with nothing. Absolutely nothing. No nothing.
But I wasn't mad, though, because I had the designated driver and shit, so I was cool. And I was sitting back.
That's funny shit, yo.
Drunk as a bitch.
I'm talking about, and didn't even respect the other drinkers. Like, I was telling Ty that. The girl used to come to my house after leaving the club, be like, yo, I'm hungry. I'm like, bitch, I'm trying to fuck. I don't give a, you're talking about food. But I never understood the hunger pain after the liquor. Never didn't know what that meant. You know what I'm saying? Yo, that bitch was really hungry. And I'm at that like, yo, I'm not, bitch, you're not getting, not, like, I'm trying to fuck. You keep on talking about, yo, can we get something to eat? Like, no, you're here now. Like, I'm
yo, why you think Crazy Jones' line be crazy like that, yo?
I had no idea, my nigga, like, none. Like, I hear people say this shit, but I'm thinking, like, bitch, like, you hungry? Whatever. I'm not thinking nothing about it, like. What?
You think she want to go out on a date or something? Nah, this bitch needs some motherfucking finger food, bro.
McDonald's, you feel me? Like, anything. Like, she wanted some food. I'm looking like, bitch, I'm trying to fuck. Bitch, like, I can't even concentrate. Like, what are you talking about?
I'm crying.
Real shit. Yo, I used to starve the shit out of them bitches about that shit. Yo, I ain't sorry. I apologize. If she hear this message.
Nah, I starved them.
Yo, she really was hungry, yo. Like, I ain't going to say her name. I be saying it from time to time, but. Yo, hey,
yeah,
but
apologize.
Sorry.
You gotta be like, yo, I'm sorry, yo. I really apologize.
Yo, I did not know you was that hungry, so y'all. It was like 3:30. He was hungry as shit. I was a petty ass nigga, like.
Hey, yo.
You know what I'm saying? I done missed pussy because I ain't smoking all that. Like, bitch came over, she like, yo, I got the grass and everything. She like, yo, you don't smoke? I'm like, nah. Give you no pussy. Then I'm like, damn. Yo, I should at least.
What?
Swear to God, bitch ain't give me
I ain't never heard that shit before.
Bitch, but now give me pussy because I ain't smoke. She's like, you don't smoke? I guess because I wasn't great, so I didn't get high with it.
Yeah, that's kind of a ritual, yo. I'm over these smoking bitches, bro. I ain't going to lie.
That shit's annoying.
That shit's annoying to me, bro. Like, especially like if you too addicted to smoking. Like, I got chick I was dealing with and shit. Like, she gotta smoke when she get up. She gotta smoke before she eat. Yeah. She gotta do this. I can't eat because I ain't smoking. That shit is fucking weird, bro. Like, yeah. That shit is annoying.
I've seen it before. I remember when my homegirl, when Nikki and them was on that shit. What grass was yo.
Dro, we had
Dro.
Hydro,
yeah,
Purple,
yeah. Yeah, exactly. You hit the nail on the head. I was about to say, was it Haze or was it Dro? It definitely mm-hmm. had a drove habit.
Like, no, that drove summer was nice. That drove summer boy, was nice.
Nicki and them had the motherfucker every time. Like, yo, I can't eat. Like, I gotta get a, I hit a blunt or some drugs.
Yo, I gotta get high. Yo, I'm like, yo, y'all sound too fucking crackhead. That yeah, shit like yep. make my skin crawl, up. Yo.
Real shit. That drove year was crazy. Yeah, I remember that shit. Like,
yo, that's why I stopped smoking, bro. Like, once I realized, like, yo, I can't, like, function without this shit. Like, I gotta get high to, like, have fun. I gotta get high to do this, do that. I'm like, bro, like, is it really that in fucking, is it that important?
Yeah, it's not.
It's not that important. That shit made my skin. That shit really make my skin crawl, yo. When bitches be like, yo, I gotta get high. I'm like, yo, that shit is like crack, bro. Like, yeah, you too close to crack, bitch. You was too close to crack.
Yep, exactly. See, I never get addicted to that shit like that. Like, never. Like, I go on a run. I could smoke for 6 months and just go cold turkey whenever I feel like. I smoke for 2 months. I don't know why it don't do it for me. You know what I'm saying? I remember. I had two smokers, you know what I'm saying? Two for sure smokers in my life, and that shit do be annoying as shit, especially when she fucking the weed, man, but that's another story for another
day. Oh, shit.
Yo, because that shit gotta happen.
You keep seeing this nigga, you feel me? Like,
yo, that shit gotta happen. He smoking you up for free.
You feel
y'all
me?
You want to chill with a nigga, just, man, fuck that, bro.
Yo, it was all cool until I turned into the weed, man.
Yeah.
Yo. Oh my God, the big weed man too. So
yeah, I was fuck that.
Yo, I had control over everything.
Yeah, I never like I wouldn't call myself addicted to the weed, but I definitely was. I had my run where I was just smoking every day and shit for real.
Yeah,
but
I ain't never had it. Even when I had I was smoking because I had it. Like, nigga, I got 70 pounds. Like, all right, don't fucking matter. Like, yeah. Ounce, you know what I'm saying? But I mean, it was cool to be high. I remember high sex for the first time. It was like,
That shit overrated. Like, fuck, what did y'all talk about?
I think that if you started smoking early, you probably never had a chance to enjoy the euphoria of that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause it all came together for me at one time. But if you was already getting high and then fucking at some point, it probably was different. See, for me, I was fucking and then I got high and fucked. It was different. All the shit was new at the same time. That shit was euphoric as a motherfucker.
Yeah, I got to the point where I couldn't even hit a bitch right, like, unless I was high, bro. Like, my shit wouldn't even stay up. That's why I had to quit. I was like, bro, I just quit cold turkey for real. Like, and just.
Nah, see, that shit was, I mean, it do be different. So, see, I felt like if you space it out, you can like, enjoy the shit more than doing the shit on the regular, like, everyday ass motherfucking basis, like, every day. Like, I spread my shit out. But yeah, that first euphoric ass high, that shit felt like a movie. Like, I could still see the shit flashing, like, when Belly came on and what's her name walked out.
Fucking Keisha.
How do you want it? How do you need it? That shit was euphoric as a motherfucker.
Now, shit, Molly. Now, I want to try shroom sex, but Molly sex off the Molly. Now that shit, that's a different beast.
You want to try that?
No, I never tried it off the mushrooms. I had sex off of Molly plenty of times though.
Like,
it was good.
What? That shit is crazy. You what? That shit is like fucking Viagra. First of all,
see, that's what I'm saying. See. Shit like that, right? I hate to meet a bitch that done that before already, cause I'm gonna have an attitude.
Yo, what? I'm trying to. Yo, that Molly. Yo, they keep on talking about this freak dick shit. Yo, that Molly summer was different.
I never, it took me 30 something years to get the grass. Like, I ain't did the Molly. Ain't did the X.
What?
Attitude if I meet a girl and I really like it, and she talking about she nigga like Ty already fucked her up the Molly. Like, that's
what? Oh, no, she got ragged out, boy. We going hours, bro. It's not like no 45.
Hours without none of that shit.
No, it's a different type of. It's like no bricks. Like it's same. Yo, you is yo that Molly shit is crazy. Like no, you really fucking all. You really fucking all night. Like it's not like ain't no bricks.
I heard, but see, that's what I'm saying. I swear to God, bitch, I already tell me she y'all been off the Molly now.
Boy, that was a fun ass summer, boy. What them pool parties, them house parties that summer, boy? Shit. It definitely was some brown booty holes out. My booty hole brown. Yo, y'all bitches can say anything. Y'all just go for it. Just go crazy for it.
I know. And everybody love that song, too. That's my shit. I ain't gonna go hold you.
My booty hole brown. Bitch, I hope so. Yeah, damn. I'm trying to wonder what drug to get into this summer. I'm trying to find me a little new. I'm looking for a new drug this summer, bro.
I am peace and tranquility, motherfucker.
Tell that talk, Wayne.
Hey, I'm looking for peace and tranquility. I swear, this shit is different.
No, I've been on my dabs and shit the last year for real. I like to, when I do indulge, I like to get a little bit of dabs. That's like the closest thing you can get to mushrooms without like actually having mushrooms. Shit. That shit take you to another place. You be like, shoot.
It's an edible or something you gotta smoke?
Okay.
It's something you smoke. It's weed, it's wax. It's basically concentrated THC.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
okay.
Now
I'm there, you hit the pin.
Hey, yo, but I think I hit it phony because it ain't really do nothing. I think I probably was bullshitting.
Nah, Bree hit the pen. Or did we have? Oh. Did we smoke the weed?
Oh, that was that day. That was when you came to my house.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That was that. Okay, cool.
Yeah, you was high as a bitch.
The edibles had me like that. Like the edibles had me like a high. Be like, yo, why I do this dumb ass shit? Then I do this shit.
I was so hyped, but too. It was
like... Yo, it was, yo, it get you there, yo. Like, yo.
Yeah.
Tired of edibles don't get you there?
Yeah, they do, but not like the dab is like, bro, that shit just, it's so fast, bro. Like, once you hit it, bro, like, it's a minute later, yo, you be like, yo, what the fuck did I just
See,
do,
that's
yo?
How I be like... on the edibles, but I be so mad at myself, like, yo, why am I this high? Why do you want to be this high? This shit crazy.
The edibles don't do it like that for me. I can like get shit done off the edible for real. Like I can go to work off the edible.
I ain't going. No,
that
not too much.
That fuck.
I got
no.
A nibble. I got a nibble on the edible. Like nibble.
Yeah.
It depends. Like, cause you know how with edibles, you don't know what it's gonna do until it do what it do.
That's what I'm saying. It depends how. Yeah, it depends how strong it is. I done had some shit that was like fucking 100 milligrams and shit. My motherfucking nose started bleeding. I said, yo, what the fuck? I like, yo, hold up.
Nigga, the altitude high.
Yo, I'm like, yo, ain't no way, bro. My nose started bleeding. I said, yo, that shit would not stop me. I'm like, yo, this is not right. I ain't doing this shit. fucking with them girls with the motherfucking medical prescription cards and shit, bro. Fuck that.
Hey, yo.
Yo, just gave my 10 grams, yo. I'll be all right, bro. I can't do it.
Be high as a bitch, yo. I started questioning everything.
Oh, yeah.
Every time I get that high, I be like, damn, yo, this exactly what it feel like before you die, yo. This is exactly.
Oh, shit. No, we can't smoke around you, nigga. You that type.
Yeah, yeah, but
yo, you another wrong shit. I ain't gonna tell you. I'm gonna just be thinking it to myself, like, yo, here I go. Bree Gray killed me. Yo, I already killed you. That's some Baltimore shit. Everybody Gray put me together. Like, yeah, niggas was waiting until I got high to put me together. I knew it. I've been on point all this time. Now I'm high as shit. Yeah, Bree Gray put me together.
Yeah. you must ain't hit the pin right, bro, because you be in a motherfucking number. That shit put you in another atmosphere, boy.
Yeah. No, I know. I was bluffing with the pen. I bluffed on purpose, act like I was hitting that shit. I'm going all these drugs. Y'all just ignoring drugs. What's wrong with y'all?
Yo, I tried a little bit of everything, bro, except for heroin and fentanyl. And mushrooms.
Got the pin in it now.
I know. That's why I'm scared. That's why I'm really
scared of the pills and shit.
Yeah, that's why I stopped. That's really why I stopped.
A fent detector and shit. Like,
they do got tests for real, but I think it's like only test for like cocaine and shit like that for real. But yeah, that's really why I stopped doing drugs for real, because yeah, niggas really putting fentanyl in everything. Niggas putting fentanyl in the weed. Yo. I'm like, yo,
I would be mad as shit if I try something and I die, yo. I would be mad as a bitch. Yo.
Like, you gonna be dead?
Yeah, you gonna be up in heaven like mad as shit, like, yo.
Mad as a bitch. I waited all this time. Yo. Y'all
bitches gonna I'm crying.
I'm mad, yo. I ducked. I done been shot at, shoot out, kind of shit, and I'm gonna try fucking Molly, and the shit got fin in and gonna kill me. I'm gonna be mad as a bitch.
See, I'm glad I did.
God be like, yo, you had like 40 years left, but you wanna be trying this dumb ass shit. Like,
I'm glad I'm glad I tried coke like before fentanyl was out. Like that shit.
I see. Never.
I tried coke. I had a little stripper bitch that was one the coke. I tried that motherfucker. I put a little bit on my gum.
What was it like?
Fun times. I ain't gonna lie. Fun times.
I've been around.
Matter of fact, I tried it twice. I did it in Miami. I had it in Baltimore, and I think I did it in Vegas one time. Yeah. But this was all before like fentanyl like was even prevalent. Like it's probably like when I was like 22,
23, 24. No, real. Sir. None. I ain't done none. I say I've been with my mans now in DC. They passed that shit around like it's normal.
Yeah, like, hey, nah, I can't do that shit no
line?
More.
Like, nah, buddy, I'm not doing the line.
Nah, it's fun times. It's fun times. Fun times.
Yeah. Bree, you ready to do a line yet? Or you not there?
Hell no, I ain't doing that shit. I'll smoke from time to time. That's it. I ain't.
You fuck with the edible?
I have, yeah. But that ain't something I like. You know what I mean? It's like a. Oh, okay. I'll eat it if I feel like it. You feel what I'm saying? On the regular.
Yeah.
I got some edibles over here, Bree. One, son.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Bree,
so, you making yours or you like you purchasing it? Like
I got a maker. I got a maker because I had some bullshit ass pounds. And I had to that was the only way to get rid of them bitches. But they a missile in the edible. But the weed was bullshit. They a missile. Like, everybody love the edibles. Like, yeah, it's going to get you all the way there. But the weed, you can't smoke that shit. Trash.